Amen. How many of you coming here for the first time? Just wave your hand. Wow. For the first time. Stand up now. Stand up. Let me see. Wow. Wow. Put your hands together now. Ah. Yay. Among those of you standing, is there anyone that came specifically for water baptism? Okay, just be seated one moment. Is there anybody sitting down here that since you gave your life to Christ, since you have been going to church, you have not yet done your water baptism? Your hand up. Stand up. Stand up, sister. I want to see your face. You have been going to church, you have not had your water baptism. Eh? One, two sisters, three sisters. Oh, over there. You just gave your life to Christ last week? Since when?
Since I was born, sir.
You have been going to church?
Yes, sir.
Which church?
Catholic church, when I was younger.
No, they baptized you when you were small.
No.
Even if
when my mom got married, we started going to Redeem Church.
Okay, so you have been going to Redeem Church?
Yes, sir.
And you have not baptized in Redeem?
No, sir.
Why? You failed the baptismal class. You failed the exams. Is it true?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. God bless you. Sit down too. Sit down. All of you sit down. If you were not baptized in this church, you have been coming here, but it's not this church you were baptized, but you have been baptized. Can you stand up? But you were not baptized in this church. But you were baptized. You have received your baptism, but not in this church as a Christian. Can you stand up? But it is not in this church. It's not in this church. But you were baptized. You have been water baptism. Every Christian, you are supposed to be baptized. That is an ordinance in the Bible. And it is the first ordinance. And it is a very, very important ordinance, and it is the first of the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sister, if you don't mind, I have a reason I'm going to ask you. Listen, this ministry is restoration ministry. God raised this ministry to correct a lot of errors in Christendom. I had dinner with a young man on Sunday who had a reason to see me. And he wanted to know the type of pastor I am. And he asked me, what is my passion? What is my audience? What am I interested in my ministry? I told him that my ministry as a pastor, my focus is on two groups of people. The outright sinner. Anytime I see a man or a woman going to a nightclub, carrying boyfriend, girlfriend, smoking and drinking, and living a godless life, I see that was who I was before. I have a lot of pity for them. I know if they know what I know, they will stop doing what they're doing. So, I see a sinner who is on his way, a man or a woman, straight to hell without knowing. They think they're enjoying the world. When I see such people, I make every effort to let them know that they are treading a path of destruction without knowing it. I was like that too. But God saved me. The second people, and that is the area, the ones that I am most serious with, that I discovered that Christians, that 90%, I repeat, 90% of Christians are worshiping God, but worshiping in error. And that I see this 90% very, very sincere. And they are so sincere, and they don't know that ignorance is no excuse, and that they are sincerely wrong, and at the end, they will find out that they were in error and that they cannot make it. And yet they were sincere. I said that is the second category I am facing. And that is why I am asking you now. I want to see whether you fall into the category of those who are in error concerning water baptism. So please, don't mind my language, because I didn't go to Bible school and I may say it in a way you don't like. But please, forgive me. Please, can I know which church you baptize?
Redeem Christian Church of God. Eh? Redeem.
Redeem. Now, Redeem baptizes wrongly. Okay. That is why I apologize before I start to. Please forgive me before I talk. Redeem. They are not baptized according to the Bible. And the Bible is the standard. When I say wrong, and please, I will prove it for you. Okay. Sorry, if you are from Redeem, sit down. The next person, please. Who is with the microphone? Yes, sister. Which church?
Akwa Ibom Church.
Akwa Ibom Church.
Yes, sir.
Not Akwa Ibom Church. It's Akwa Ibom Church.
Yes, sir.
And they don't longer be Akwa Ibom. What's the new name now?
Sir?
What's their new name?
The
name of the church.
They don't have any new name.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Akwa Ibom Church. They baptized wrongly. I know that one. Sit down. If you are from Akwa Ibom Church or Akwa Ibom Church, sit down. Next person, please. Which church?
Anglican Community.
Anglican baptizes wrongly. Please, if you are from Anglican, sit down. Who again?
All Nations Gospel Assembly.
All Nations
Gospel Assembly.
They baptize wrongly. Who again? If you are from that church, sit down. If they mention your own, sit down. Yes?
Deeper Life.
Deeper Life baptizes wrongly.
Assemblies of God.
Baptizes wrongly. Assemblies of God. Hey, what did this man they talk? Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Which one?
I was baptized in Benin, Covenant Faith Gospel Church. We went to the river for immersion.
In which name?
Covenant Faith Gospel Ministry.
In which name did you baptize?
Okay, in Benin. Okay, in the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father and of the Son. In the name of the Father and the Son. Like wrong. Sit down. Wrong. Next.
Anglican Church.
Wrong. If you're Anglican, sit down now. I don't answer you now. If you are Deeper Life, sit down. If you are from Redeemed, sit down. If you are from Koi Boy, sit down. What of you?
Baptism by immersion, Christ Embassy.
Oh, Christ Embassy baptizes correctly. Thank you. Yes, I know their own.
The Church of the Firstborn Ministry.
Eh?
The Church of the Firstborn Ministry.
Church of the Firstborn
Ministry.
I don't know.
Just ask, they baptized correctly. It's Pastor Mamus. He baptized
In Sapele.
Yes.
In Sapele, yes. They baptized correctly. See that I know them. Yes. You?
Grace of God Mission.
Eh?
Grace of God
Mission. Wrong baptism.
New Breath Church.
Eh?
New Breath Church.
I don't know about them. Sit down. I don't know about them. Next person.
Catholic.
Who is with the microphone?
Catholic.
Catholic baptizes wrongly. In fact, they started it. They started the error. Yes? Let me hear them.
Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Eh?
Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Seventh-day Adventist Church baptizes wrongly. They are Sabbath. They are still holding on to a holy day. No day is holy again. Yes?
Baptize the Lord choosing. In the Lord choosing.
Lord choosing baptizes wrongly. Wrong. Yes?
Christ Apostolic Church.
Eh?
Christ Apostolic Church.
CAC baptizes wrongly. Who again?
Bethel Church in Switzerland.
You baptize Bethel.
At Bethel Church in Switzerland. I'm coming from Switzerland.
From Switzerland?
Yes.
How did they baptize you there?
In the name of Father.
In the name of Father.
Son.
And the Son.
And the Holy Ghost.
And he baptized you. It's wrong baptism. Very wrong. Yes?
Living Faith Church.
Winners.
Yes.
Wrong. Wrong baptism. Yes?
Voice of Yahweh Sabbath.
Eh?
Voice of Yahweh Sabbath.
Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
Sabbath. Amen. They baptized wrongly.
Sir?
Yes?
A mountain on fire.
Mountain of fire baptizes wrongly. Yes.
Equan Church.
Equa.
Yeah.
Very, very wrong. They baptized wrongly in Equa. Sorry, I've been. If I say wrongly, forgive me. Eh?
Bible Life Church.
I don't know about them. Yeah. How did you baptize? Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Sure.
According to Matthew 28:19.
Sure.
Sure. Surely wrong. Yes?
Jehovah's Witness.
Wrong. They don't even believe in Jesus. Next person.
Communion City.
I don't know. They too baptized according to Matthew 28:19. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They baptized wrongly. Yes?
Shurubi and Shirafi.
They are clapping for you. They baptized wrongly.
CPM.
CPM baptizes wrongly. Who again?
Oobu.
Eh?
Oobu.
Eh? Oh, oh.
Obu. Rumba Obu.
Praise. Is it a church?
Olumba Obu.
Olumba Olumba. Is it a church? Is it a church? I'm talking of church. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's one more person standing there.
Victory Church of God.
Eh?
Victory Church of God.
Victory.
Yes, sir.
The name of the Father,
yes, sir.
Son,
yes, sir.
Holy Ghost.
Yes,
wrong baptism. Yes, please.
Presbyterian Church of God.
Wrong baptism. Who again?
Church of Christ.
You baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Wrong baptism.
St. Peter's Catholic Church.
Catholic, they're there. Wrong baptism. Sit down. Don't be.
Local Christian Assemblies.
At the Butemeta?
Yes.
You baptize correctly now. Praise the Lord.
Christ Ascension Church.
Eh?
Christ Ascension Church.
Christ Ascension.
Church, yes.
I don't know. Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Wrong baptism. Finish. Oh, one last person.
Church of Nigeria.
Hey! That's a wonderful name. I don't know about them. What of you?
Grace of God Ministry.
Huh?
Grace of God Ministry.
Grace of God. I think somebody has mentioned that name. Wrong baptism. Yes?
Assemblies of God.
Huh?
Assemblies of God.
Assemblies. I've commented on it. They baptized wrongly. Church, let's clap our hands now. I deliberately speak like that so that you will hear me. If I'm not talking like that, you're not going to open ear. Hear me. Because I know you don't believe your church is wrong. Because you judge your Christian faith from your church instead of from the Bible. In fact, you even judge the Bible from your church. And we are attempting to tell you that God is going to judge us by His word. And His word is the light we are supposed to follow. Praise the Lord. And then I would like you to know that water baptism is a key to your deliverance. Water baptism is for the remission of your sin. Which sin? The sin that separated you from God, from the Garden of Eden. That condemned man. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us, we are condemned. And our sins could not be remitted because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And every blood was contaminated by that curse. Therefore, God Himself came and built Himself a body, went to the cross on Calvary, Emmanuel went to the cross on Calvary, and shed His blood, so that through His blood, our sins can be remitted and we can be justified. Justification is the estate a sinner comes before God, and the separation between him and God is removed by the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away your sin, And you stand before God justified as if you have not sinned before. And that process that he did through the cross on Calvary, he made it an ordinance for those who will believe that you are the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. And he said we should go and preach the gospel and said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you believe, you must be baptized. You believe what? You believe what he did on the cross on Calvary. You believe what he did on the cross on Calvary. What did he do on the cross on Calvary? He took my death and died for me. The death that I was condemned to die, he died that death that I may have life. Do you believe he's the author and finisher of our faith? Looking up to him, the author and finisher of our faith, he is the end of the matter between God and man. For God so loved the world that he gave. The what is the gospel? The gospel is who will believe our report and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. The arm of the Lord is God's love that stretched forth and brought his son. That whosoever believeth in him will not perish. I repeat, believe what? Believe that he has paid the price. He has paid the debt. The price of redemption has been paid. You believe it? Hallelujah. All the cost, therefore, that has been following you is nailed on the cross of Calvary. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, that the children of Israel, because of their sins, the serpent was biting and they were dying. If that person can run, that sinner that the snake has beaten, can run to the cross, to the pole, he will see a brazen serpent that beat him, see it judged and hanging there. Christ Jesus Christ, sin that reduced us to what we are today, Christ Jesus Christ took that sin and hung on the cross. If you, a sinner can come and appreciate that cross. That's what we love to sing, the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. They ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. And when I make that confess, who asks me where they are? I say, my sins are gone. They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from dawn.
Hallelujah.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that you lay on for me. Praise God. My sins are gone.
So I'll cherish that old rugged
cross.
I will cling to it.
I will cling to the old rugged cross. And the change is something for a cross.
Down on the cross.
Glory to thee, those songs. They remind me what he did on the cross on Calvary for me. Hallelujah. They remind me what he did on the cross on Calvary. Let me tell you, your sins are upon you until the blood of Jesus Christ washes it away. And you don't just, look, you don't just say, I believe. If you believe with your heart, you confess with your mouth. Romans chapter 9 says so. Then you are, it's more than that. Oh, it says, he that believe and, I'm quoting Bible, Matthew 15 verse 16 says so. Praise the Lord. Go and preach the gospel to all nations. He that believe, do you believe and is baptized shall be saved. And unless you have done it and done it according to the Bible, because it is an ordinance. Being an ordinance, there is a correct way to do it and there is a wrong way to do it. Every sacrifice you bring before God, God does not accept every sacrifice unless that sacrifice is done properly. And it must be done by a revelation. That's why Cain and Abel brought their sacrifice. One was accepted, the other one was rejected, until we came to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. He said, by faith, faith there is a revelation. He said, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Cain was rejected, Abel was accepted. Why? Because he did it by the proper, correct revelation. It is not just go and baptize. If he said go and baptize, then you must find out, how did he say we should baptize? And even if you don't know how, then the people that he directly gave the revelation to, our apostolic fathers, go to the Bible. How did they baptize? And baptize the way they baptize. But so many of us here, what is baptism? Baptism is you saying, I believe what he did on the cross on Calvary. I die with him. That is repentance first. That's repentance. Dead to your sin nature. And then, he said, I am buried with him. The Bible says so. That is the ordinance. I am buried with him. And he resurrected the third day. We too, he gave us the hope of resurrection. Grave could not hold him captive. Grave will not hold us captive. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, the songwriter say, I shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Listen. The first revelation you must have when you come to Christ is revelation of the cross on Calvary. Revelation of the cross. Because that is where the matter was finally settled. On the cross on Calvary, verse 30, John chapter 19, Jesus Christ, before he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. Finished. It is finished. The law that Satan was operating that has kept him in bondage. They call it family deliverance, what do you call it? Ancestral curse, foundational problem. One witch, one wizard, occultic this, occultic that. There is a law. The law that they are applying. When you leave God, you must be with Satan. Satan took over the whole world, but Jesus came to redeem his own. He broke that power and said, whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Where did he set you free? Free on the cross on Calvary. It was on the cross on Calvary. Declared our freedom. One sat alone beside the highway begging. Whatever is your situation. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He closed his rags and shivered in the shadow. Oh, then Jesus came. Amen. His darkness. Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
He takes the gloom.
He takes the gloom. fill my life with glory. For all is great when Jesus comes to save.
The Bible in Revelation chapter 12 says we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. That blood of Jesus Christ is the place of refuge. When you enter that water and come out, God transports you under the blood. Even he cannot see your sin. Therefore, Satan cannot accuse you of your past sins. They are washed away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you can go for deliverance. Now you can go claim every benefit of that Bible. But you are not entitled to the benefit of the cross if you are not under the blood. That is why I say it is important, so important, to your deliverance, to your healing, to your prayers. A demon wants to attack you. You can, if you like, shout from morning to night, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead, the demon will look at you. Are you under the blood? If you are not under the blood, he will never leave you. If I chase him out from you now, he will obey my commandment, but he will wait for you outside. Because the law, you have not broken that law here. You are not under the blood. And so that he will keep people from being free, he teaches that error. He capitalizes on the ignorance of many preachers. And then keep people in bondage under his control and everything with the wrong teaching of the doctrine of justification, water baptism, for the remission of sins. And then, whether you repent or not, they call you a Christian. That is wrong. You must first repent. You must decide to give your life to Christ. And then secondly, when a man dies, he is buried. You don't sprinkle sand and say, I bury you. Therefore, baptism by sprinkling is wrong. That's why I mentioned some of those churches who sprinkle that it is unscriptural baptism. Praise the Lord. Infant baptism is wrong because before you baptize, you must first confess Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And let there no man stand on behalf of anybody. No Godfather, no Godmother. There's only one mediator between God and man. And who is that man? Jesus. Don't take the position of Christ. No sinner should take the position of Christ. Let no archbishop, reverend, anybody take the position of Christ. No. He's the only mediator. And it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, no purgatory. A judgment straight. So you better make it right here now. Because once you die, now judgment. Praise the Lord. And now, my Assemblies of God, Deeper Life, Redeemed, and all the Trinitarian churches, including Equa, listen to me. Why I say you are wrong is because you have not obeyed or interpreted correctly Matthew 28 verse 19. Can we read it? Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye, Jesus Christ himself was telling the disciples, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the commandment. And that's the reason why, where is the Assemblies of God person here? Now you be Assemblies of God. Come now, sister. You are the one that said for Assemblies of God. Come. Come. Sorry. That is why they took you for water baptism. Give her a microphone, please. You baptize according to this scripture.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Father.
Yes, sir.
And of the Son.
Yes, sir.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So what is the name?
Jesus.
Did you baptize in the name of Jesus?
No.
Eh?
No.
So is that correct? If they take you inside the water and baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Ghost and put you inside the water and bring you out. Was that correct?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
But that is how you baptize.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. This is a seed of God. Praise God. Are you ready to correct it now?
Yes, sir.
Have you heard this teaching before?
Yes, sir.
Where?
I'm an online member, sir.
Oh, you are hearing on the television. Yes. Oh, no wonder. The way you answer me, like I say, you know I'm past myself. Praise the Lord. Okay, I know many of you Come like that. Many people from all over the world, they are correcting it. The name of the, go and baptize in the name of the Father. It means the Father has a name. And of the Son. It means the Son has a name. And the Holy Ghost. It means the Holy Ghost has a name. And we read this Bible every day. If you study, not with your filter of your denomination, according to the Bible, the name of the Father is the name of the Son. And the Lord Jesus told us, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in His name. Therefore, the Comforter's name will be Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost. Go and baptize in one name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that is why every baptism in the New Testament is in the name of the Lord Jesus. You never see Father, Son, Holy Ghost anywhere. Any other baptism is according to your church, not according to the Bible. And for all true seed of God, if this makes sense, you better go and correct it. Because it has something to do with eternal destination. Nobody will carry you in sins to heaven. It must be settled here. It must be washed away. And that's why God raised a ministry like this for all His seed to hear something and correct it. For those, but those who are just religion, they lie. If they are Jew, no see them, they no go see them. And you don't know the source of your Jew. You don't know the origin of your Jew. And he said, Peter said, you be diligent to give make sure to give diligence to make your calling and election, your own personal calling and election. For every man shall give account of himself. The Jew will never give account for you. The Pope will not give account for you. He will give account for himself and what he taught you. He will give account for himself and what he taught you. But you will also give account of yourself because he made available Bible for you to read. And then you know if you read yourself, he made you to see and hear a true teaching from a church like this. And you refuse to follow because of the spirit of religion in you. You will have no excuse. And we say it this way because people, the error has eaten too deep until William Branham said it will take the Holy Ghost to see any simple doctrine of water baptism. I don't finish. Any question? Any of, have I confused anybody? Anybody? I don't talk and finish. What do you want to say?
Shalom, church. Please, shalom, I want to ask a question, sir.
Yes.
I want to ask, in what name did they baptize Jesus?
Was Jesus under grace or under the law?
He was under the law.
Under the law, which name were they baptizing?
They were baptizing in the name of their Father.
Which scripture is that?
So I'm not clear with the scripture, sir, but I know...
You are thinking so. There's nothing like that. Listen. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, it was after his death and resurrection that grace was released. We are the product of grace, and under grace, we are to baptize in the name of that God bears for salvation. God has many names, and for now, the name that He's bearing now is a name that reflects salvation. Jehovah says, that is Yeshua. That is His name now. And this is the day of salvation. So that is His name. That's why the mention of that name, every knee bows here and in heaven. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15 says, it is the heaven family name. It's a family name in heaven and on earth. That name, Jesus, is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. He came down as Emmanuel to redeem His own and gave us that name. At the mention of that name, situations change. If you believe in it, God bless you. Yes?
I wanted to ask, as I was baptized before in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, I understand that we are going to be baptized the next one in the name of Jesus. So what is the difference?
The difference is, come forward, sister. Give her the microphone. You have a mother?
Yes, sir.
Who are you to your mother?
I am my mother's daughter.
So you are the daughter of your mother?
Yes, sir.
Is your name daughter?
No, my name is May Ebele Onachukwu.
Your name is what?
May Ebele Onachukwu.
May.
M-A-Y, Ebele Onachukwu.
May Ebele. Your name is not daughter.
No, daughter.
Now, what is the difference between daughter and May Ebele?
My name May is, how she differentiates me from my brothers and sisters.
How she differentiates you from your...
My brothers and sisters.
But you are a daughter. What of daughter?
Being a daughter is being her child.
Being her child. Yes. So what is the name of this daughter?
The name of this daughter is May.
Now, you have a father.
I have a father, sir.
What is his name?
His name is Sylvester.
Eh?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. And his name is not father?
I call him father.
You call him father.
To differentiate him from my mother.
To differentiate him from your mother.
Yes,
but
sir.
You can differentiate him father from other fathers, isn't it?
I can.
What do you use to differentiate him from other fathers?
I call him my father.
His name, he has a name.
I can call him Mr. Sylvester.
No, not what you call him. He has a name.
His name is Sylvester.
Eh? Are you married?
I'm single, sir.
You are single. So what's your full name?
My full name is May Ebele Onachukwu.
Your father's name is Onachukwu?
My father's name is Sylvester Ibuanago Onachukwu.
Okay. So you will not call May father at the end? Okay, because father is different from Sylvester.
He could be father as his title, but his name...
Okay, you are coming up, you are coming up, you are coming up, you are coming up, you are coming up. So there is a difference between a title and a name. So father is the title.
It's his title.
Sylvester is the name. So if they say go and baptize in the name of your father, which name will you use? What name?
Sylvester.
Hallelujah. So, Jesus is the name. Son is the title. So, baptize in the name of the Son, you already know the name. Therefore, you will baptize in the name of Jesus, which is the name of the Son.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
You got it now. You got it now. She got it now. God bless you. You can sit down. She said she got it now. She got it now. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Sir, I want to ask a question. Very, very simple. According to the book of Matthew 28:19, talks about the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Now we are aim to baptize in the name of Jesus. Please, sir, can you help us out to tell us where it is in the scripture?
We are what?
The name. Baptizing the name of Jesus was instructed in the scripture.
Okay, just before then, can you also show me in the Bible where you see any baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Just like Matthew 28 we just read.
Matthew 28 is a commandment by the Lord Jesus to his disciples. Did the disciples baptize after that commandment?
No, but there's a place in the Acts of Apostles, I've forgotten the chapter, when Jesus said, John baptized with water. And let me just read it out.
No, listen now. We are talking about the ordinance of water baptism.
Yes, sir.
I said, after that commandment was given, is there anywhere in the Bible where you saw those disciples baptized Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
No.
Why?
I don't really know, but according to your explanation...
You don't know. Now, you don't know. It is because they know that the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. So can I give you an example of their baptism in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Can you read it, brother?
Then Peter said unto them,
yes,
repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In which name?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Why didn't he say Father, Son, Holy Ghost again?
That is the reason that, sir, my simple question is very, very simple. Like as you said about that Matthew, I said, just let me find out where it is in the scripture.
I have shown you now.
I'm satisfied.
I can give you more if you want. You want more?
Yes, sir.
Because it's in the matter of two or three, the matter is established. I've just given you one. Can we read Acts chapter 8 again? Acts chapter 8 from verse 16. Okay, read it.
Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard the Samaritan had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Note verse 16, note it now.
For as yet he was fallen upon no one of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I give you another one. Acts chapter 19.
Right answer.
Acts chapter 19. From verse 3. 3, 4, 5.
And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John Baptist. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is our Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Which name did they baptize?
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
And I have more I can show you in the Bible.
Sir, I am not doubting your capacity. Why I'm asking this question was, there are many young ministers who are just coming up. For them not to make mistake like others did. That's why I asked the question, sir.
Thank you. Yes?
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
Sir, I know already that I was baptized wrongly. Because even when I grew up in our church in Presbyterian, from that water sprinkling, I knew it was wrong. So when I came to Lagos, I didn't even bother looking for Presbyterian church. So what I want to ask, sir, can I rebaptize again?
Today. The water is ready. The cloth is ready. The pastors are ready. That is the purpose of this program here. Every Tuesday, we baptize hundreds of people in this church every month.
Thank you very much.
Who come from far and wide to correct their water baptism. And those who cannot come, we direct them to any nearby person to them to correct their water baptism. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord, church. My question goes this way. Like, since I've been coming to Bread Assembly, I've been hearing this series of teaching, baptizing in the name of Jesus. But my question is that, like, baptism make us understand that when one is baptized, that signifies that when Christ died, we die with Christ. And when Christ rose again, we also rose again. So my question is this. Can one die two times?
If you actually died, you cannot die again.
So why?
Then if you only fainted, you will need to die again.
So why is it that we are being baptized?
I say you were baptized wrongly, so you didn't die. God bless you, sister.
Sir, I would like you to throw more light on this Acts chapter 8. Because from 14 it says, that when the apostle of Jerusalem, at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But yet, that Spirit have not come upon them.
Yes.
And then, in Matthew 28:19, he says, go into the world and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is Holy Trinity. I believe it's Holy Trinity. Because Son cannot do without the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is without the Father. Sorry. So I would like you to just clear me on this Acts chapter 8 from verse 17.
I didn't hear you well about Holy Trinity. What did you say?
I believe I said that you should throw more light on that Acts 8 from because from 14 it said that Peter and John actually went to baptize, they actually went
to pray for them because they have been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus, but they have not received the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. But in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 19, where he said they should go into the world and baptize the people by in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Trinity. And they said that in the Holy Trinity, the Father cannot do without the Son, and the Son without the Holy Spirit.
Who says so?
That is Holy Trinity.
Where is that in the Bible?
This teaching, the Trinity is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
What is the meaning of Trinity?
Three in one. Three in one.
Who are the three?
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
They are three. Sister, listen. First and foremost. See, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where we read, Peter gave us the formula. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you have done correct water baptism, you will receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a seal of our redemption. It is not about Trinity. The doctrine of Trinity is unscriptural because God is one, not three persons. Listen, it is another misunderstanding of the Godhead. It is one God in three offices, not three gods in one. Not three persons in one. It is one in three offices for our redemption. He is the Father above us in creation. He came in His Son, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. He says, for Christ is the image of the invisible God. He said, for in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God must manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says so. So, who is Jesus? Jesus is Emmanuel. The same the Father, the same God the Father, stepped down from eternity to man to look for His children for redemption. And when He finished, He came in the office of a son. He went back to come back and dwell in those He has redeemed as the Holy Ghost. So, He's the same God above, in His Son, and in us now. Three offices, not three persons. And His name is Jesus. God bless you. Can you stand up, church?